I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Midnight Special is a beautifully strange and stirring sci-fi adventure about a boy with special powers. The film was written and directed by Jeff Nichols, a storyteller with special powers of his own. What sets the plot in motion is an Amber Alert. An 8-year-old boy has been kidnapped, and the motion starts sensationally with a beat-up old Chevy roaring down a country road at night, headlights off, its driver peering through night vision goggles. The driver is Lucas, played by Joel Edgerton. The other man in the car is Lucas's friend Roy, that's the marvelous Michael Shannon. And of course, there's the boy, Alton, a solemn-faced kid played by Jaden Lieberher, who's wearing shooting earmuffs and swimming goggles. Far from quivering in fear of his captors, Alton takes comfort from Roy, who is his father, and a father devoted to protecting his son at all costs from assaults on all sides. Midnight Special hints at cosmic convergence. Something big and mysterious is going on. In that sense, it's like one of the films that inspired it, Steven Spielberg's masterpiece, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But this film, framed as an action thriller, quickly locates the source of the mystery in the boy and identifies his pursuers, members of a cult that sees him as a savior, and government operatives who see him as a weapon, given his seemingly destructive powers that extend to satellites in orbit. Jeff Nichols's movie, which incidentally saves its venerable title song for the end credits, doesn't aspire to the grandeur of the Spielberg saga, so it's unfortunate that the literal-minded ending manages to be both out of scale and insufficient. Let's be grateful for large favors, though. Midnight Special is full of fine performances and quietly brilliant passages, one of the best of them growing out of a confrontation between Adam Driver's Paul, an emissary from the NSA, and Alton, the emissary from who knows where. Alton's powers can be terrifying, and his father can't always cope with them. Roy doesn't know what destiny the boy is fated to fulfill. Before and after everything else, though, Roy sees Alton as his son, and that bond provides the story's passionate core. Later, the bond expands to include Alton's mother, Sarah. She's played by Kirsten Dunst, who makes Sarah endearingly plain and tender. Roy's presence is huge. Michael Shannon is huge physically and one of the most inward of actors emotionally. It's not that his emotional range is limited, but that he usually keeps his character's feelings hooded or repressed. In Roy's case, there's no repression at work, only unswerving love that doesn't need demonstration. Although every now and then, Roy flashes a tiny smile with the candle power of a strobe. The ever-loving light of the song shines on him and Sarah, just as it shines from the eyes of their son. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.